Now, here with the business news, all his own work, is Brian Finn.
Rachel, thank you. We'll be hearing from the Fiscal Advisory Council later in the programme, but its latest report was fairly widely anticipated, given that the government had publicly dismissed its recommendations in the run-in to October's budget. It wasn't a huge surprise that Michael Noonan opted for limited tax cuts and promised that more would be forthcoming, but the Fiscal Advisory Council stuck to the line that we should have gone for a planned €2 billion adjustment. It acknowledges that the worst is over and the government will most likely bring the deficit into line this year, but there might be headwinds in the form of another Eurozone crisis, for example, which could very easily knock us off course. It's also critical of the lack of a plan for how future spending increases and any more tax cuts will be paid for. If the government is considering borrowing more money, now might be a good time. The yield, or the interest rate that the government pays on its borrowings, hit an all-time low yesterday. The rate on 10-year borrowings fell as low as 1.46%. That's the lowest since Bloomberg started compiling data on bond yields in 1991. Bond yields in the Eurozone have been falling since ECB chief Mario Draghi hinted on Friday that the ECB would extend its bond buying programme. Food group Greencore has reported group revenue up nearly 6.5% to over £1.27 billion in its full-year results. Group operating profit was around 11.5% higher at just under £83 million. That translates into earnings per share of 15.9 pence, and it's proposing a final dividend of 3.25 pence, giving a total dividend per share of just under 5.5 pence. We'll be hearing from Greencore CEO Patrick Coveney in our later bulletin. The social news agency Storyful is to create 30 jobs in Dublin as part of an expansion of its operations. The jobs will be in the technology area and recruitment is to start immediately. Storyful, which was established by journalist Mark Little, was acquired by News Corp for €18 million around this time last year. Finally, the currencies. The euro buys $1.24.3 and 79.2 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you very much.